10-minute breath meditation, including the 7 mindful attitudes. Start by finding a position that will allow you to remain alert and comfortable. If you choose a seated position, you can let your shoulders drop, your spine straighten. And if you're lying down, you can let yourself sink into the floor. Make simple adjustments to become more comfortable. Feeling your position. You're invited to then notice that this body is breathing. Noticing the sensations as this breath moves in and out. Noticing the in-breath, the little gap between the in-breath and the out-breath. The out-breath, and the little gap between the out-breath and the in-breath. If you like, you can use the guiding phrase, as I'm breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. And as I'm breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. As you watch your breath, I'm going to name some of the attitudes that are helpful when we're aiming to come back to the present moment. The first is non-judging. So as you notice your breath, see if it's possible to release any judgment. There's no need for the breath to be a certain way. And if you notice yourself judging, this was a good deep breath and this is a bad shallow breath, just see if you can release that judgment and simply notice shallow breath, deep breath. A lot of our time is spent liking or disliking. In mindfulness, we're invited to sit at the center of it and just being with what is. Next, let's explore patience. Often when we explore something like learning to release judgment from ourselves, we expect it to be perfect right away, or a certain way right away. Patience invites us to let go into the wisdom that things take their own time. They have their own pace. And the third attitude is the beginner's mind. So as you breathe in and breathe out, see if you can experience each breath as if it's a new breath, a breath you've never seen before. and each moment is new. Seeing if you can practice seeing it as this new moment you approach as a beginner. Next, we'll explore trust. Trust in yourself, trust in the process, trust in the practice. And so as you notice your breath, see if you can bring some trust to each breath coming in, each breath coming out. Trusting the unfolding of you. Next, we're going to explore non-striving. And there is an irony when we start practicing meditation. That irony is that we start doing it because there's some kind of a result we want. And that is not wrong. We may want to get more relaxed, manage our pain better, become a better person. And then the irony is that as we let go of striving towards something else than what is here, the relaxation comes, the pain management comes, the becoming a better person comes. So the invitation in non-striving is to allow exactly what is right now. Letting go of any shoulds. Any trying to make something happen. Sixth attitude is acceptance. Again, allowing to be what is, allowing what is to be. It is often the fighting what is that takes more energy, is more tiring. When we accept, it often releases tension and allows what we're wishing for to happen. Seeing if you can accept each breath as it is. And finally, the seventh attitude, letting go. You might notice there are certain experiences or thoughts that you want to hold on to. And as you're holding on, you're losing the quality of the present moment again. And so you're invited to let go into the present moment again and again, and again. Meeting every moment fresh. So at this stage, you can choose to take a deep breath, open your eyes, stretch, and continue your day. Or continue to sit quietly, watching your breath as you practice some of these attitudes.